Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
It's my time.
Woo! Good morning. This is your host, Minister Kim, and I'm excited to be back in the studio with you this morning with my family and friends. Hi! I love you. Don't you know it's your time to shine, to tell the world who you are? And I'm so excited that you decided to be with us this morning. So, yes, this is another exciting Saturday with your host, Minister Kim, family and friends. And this month, we are kicking off a special segment. I love this segment that we do every year when we just bring our men to the platform. This is the segment all month long that I am encouraging all my little friends and all my ride or die friends and all of you, my guests, and all my family to just tune in and hear from these awesome men. These men are on fire. Oh, my God, they are trailblazers. They are hitting the pavement. They are circling the globe, and they are impacting their audience. And today we have one of our very own. I call him my brother. Amen. He inspires me. He talks to the youth. He talks to the women. He talks to all of us. So guess what? This is a family show, and everybody needs to be here today. I know you might be fixing breakfast for your boo, but guess what? Tune in, put us on speaker, because we have an awesome show in line for you this morning. Last week, we had a phenomenal guest. Her name is First Lady Terry Smalls. She truly embraced us with her anointing testimony and how she got her breakthroughs. Now she goes throughout the globe and share with women and men how to get their breakthrough. Last week, we talked about the upcoming event. We're going to talk about it some more. We get into our segment in the hood, but today I do not want you to miss the opportunity to get to know First Lady Terry Smalls. So go to blogtalkradio.com/ The Morning Glory and listen and then let us know what you think about our show. This week, Gleam of Hope is none other, again, my brother, speaker, author, entrepreneur, dreamer, Vincent K. Harris, who we have identified as a man on fire. He is, again, a man who is paving the way for all of our young people. His thing is to allow them to become, to motivate them, to inspire them to become the next generational change agents. I know I need to see some changes. You need to see some changes. We all do. And what better way to do it is to implant the seeds, water, that God will do the increase for our young people. When we return on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, we will have none other Vincent K. Harris paving our stage. We'll be back.
Help me along the way.
everyone needs just a little bit more Jesus. Well, guess what? He's in the building. Ah, got my praise on between commercial break. Welcome again to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope. This is Minister Kim, family of friends, our man on fire, amen, who we are celebrating, kicking off with Vincent K. Harris, speaker, author, entrepreneur, dreamer, has made his first million by the age of 24. Vincent K. Harris knows firsthand about ambition and success. As a real estate entrepreneur, best-selling author, radio host on Man Talk. You know it because we definitely have him here with our inspiration of beauty, Kimberly Arrington, every other week for you in our relationship, as well as a phenomenalist. Vincent now has been around the globe, amen, speaking to more than 100 best colleges, universities, talking to our youth, talking to maybe your son or your daughter, who knows, because guess what, he's been traveling, hopefully he stopped by Shaw University, that's in Raleigh, North Carolina, I'm just planting a seed, amen, I know he's listening in, and I know he got his marketing team, but I'm just saying, you could just travel over there to Shaw University, that's where my baby is at, Vincent, and just speak to the young people about becoming the next generational change agent. So, with further ado, let's just bring Vincent on. Amen. Good morning, Vince. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well, Minister Kim. How are you?
I'm well. I got stumbled over one of your titles, and I do apologize because I'm just so excited that you're here. Amen. But we're going to go back and talk about that when I reintroduce you to those who will be joining in later. But I'm excited that you're here. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling fantastic. It's a new day, you know, it's a new opportunity. I feel fantastic.
Yes, you are a fantastic young man that's doing remarkable work. Amen. Around the globe, we definitely want to shout out Greenbird, North Carolina, who have an opportunity to embrace you all the time. Amen. So you are definitely bringing Greenbird a green of hope each and every time that you have your platform there. We want to talk in reference to this awesome dream of yours and what you are doing, how you're going around the globe and touching our young people in the colleges and the university. Tell us, what's that like, Vincent, to really embrace the young people?
Well, you know what, Mr. Kim, it actually happened by accident.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I shouldn't say by accident. It actually happened where it was not a part of my plan. How about that? And mm-hmm. What happened was there's a place in Greensboro called the Malika House. So I was teaching there on Saturday mornings and Tuesday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
Where and by the way, this particular nonprofit organization, what they do is men who come out of prison, they put them in this particular group. And what happens is they reintroduce them into the world.
Oh.
So my job at that particular time, when I was volunteering over there, was to just teach personal finances.
Mm-hmm.
And what ended up happening was, you know, a group of men who were or within the community kept coming. Hey, you know what, Vince, we like what you're teaching. Would you consider doing this at the particular university? You know what, sure. And it catapulted from there, where I was able to speak into the lives of a lot of students. Now, how do I enjoy it? Minister Kim, you don't even understand. These young college students keep me abreast of what's going on in the world. Like, they really do. Because they're so smart, right? They even tell me what apps. Like, the first question I always ask is, what's on your phone? Like, they know about the craziest apps in the world, like, that I've never ever imagined. So they keep me young. That's what ends up happening. They keep me young. They keep me abreast to what's going on in society that I don't necessarily know of, to stay connected to that particular age group. So it's a blast to be able to travel the country to speak at the top, you know, schools, colleges, and universities. It's just fun. It really is. I could not ask for a better time when I'm with those students.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now, Vincent, one of the things that you said was that they're teaching you and they're giving you a wealth of information. Help us especially our audience today, because a lot of times, you know, people will say, I can't be bothered with the young people. They mm-hmm. this a mess, they doing this, they doing that. But you have found, amen, a sector of young people who are not a mess. They are not game banging. They're not out there in the streets doing all that thing. But they're in college. They're pursuing mm-hmm. their dreams, and they have a wealth of information to also share with you that now you're sharing with our platform. So what is the hindrance, the mountain? What is the statistics and the ratio that causes us to feel that we cannot connect with our young people?
Well, you know, I think many times for us as older adults, I think what mm-hmm. ends up happening is, A, we forget that we were that age at one point in time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest thing. Like, you mm-hmm. know, we've matured now, and that's fantastic. That's great. But at the same time, guess what? We made very, very similar mistakes that these students are making.
Mm-hmm.
So the only difference is there was no social media. There wasn't a camera on every corner. And
right.
more likely than not, it probably wasn't even an email involved, you know. So
uh-huh.
I think we have to be mindful as older adults. I think that, you know what, we've been there. Sure, you may not get in trouble for chewing gum, you know, walking down the hall as my parents did, or
uh-huh.
or when we were in school, you know, the huge pranks that we would play. Well, this generation, they do things a little differently. So we just have to be mindful of the fact that, you know what, we've been there, and we made
right.
just as many mistakes. The only difference is ours was not as prominent or in
mm-hmm,
the media,
mm-hmm.
if you will, because everyone now has a microphone. So
right.
that's the biggest thing that I think, the biggest
mm-hmm.
difference. But another thing is, when you sit down and think about it, many of these students, they are looking for a way to express themselves that's outside
mm-hmm.
of clothing. Okay,
mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
we used to express ourselves with clothing or our hairstyles. Well, they express themselves in a totally different way as far as communicating their thoughts, their feelings in real time on social platforms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's another big, huge difference, is that they can communicate to the world and express themselves and express their ideas similar to the way we used to express our ideas and things like that with our clothing and with our hairstyles. That's the biggest difference.
Mm. A huge difference, and I thank you for being transparent and sharing with us so that we can have a better understanding instead of avoiding, but come closer and unite and build this bridge, you know, bring the bridge and the gap together, because it's so important that our young people know that we are cheering them on, that we are, you know, there to help and assist, and we want to hear from them. We want to know. You know, you're right. It's so important that we take this time out with our young people to listen to them. You know what I'm saying? Not always
mm-hmm.
read the Adele and you got to listen to what I say, but let me hear what's going on with you. And they do speak, whether verbally
mm-hmm.
or non-verbally. These messages, if you watch social media, they are speaking loud. They have voice in their opinions. They have voice in their fears. And guess what? I thank God that you, the man on fire, is hearing them and you're providing the service that they need. I thank you for that so much, Vincent.
You're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome.
Yes. We're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we want to hear more about our man of the hour, Vincent K. Harris, who is definitely on fire.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be warm fleece on a cold day.
I want to be a football
field. I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is your girl, Minister Kim, here this morning with our man on fire, Vincent K. Harris, all the way from Greenburg, North Carolina. Can't y'all hear his accent? Ooh, great man, doing awesome stuff. You are doing so many wonderful things. And the reason why I initially just kicked off with you addressing our young people, because I always let our audience know that this is a family show, amen?
Mm-hmm.
So it's nothing that you have to bleep out or say, oh, no, I can't have the kids listening. It's it's family-centered, amen. We're very sensitive to the family. But I also want to let them know that we are here and we make ourselves available for them, amen, because
mm-hmm.
you, at the age of 24 years old, Vincent, saw $1 million in your bank account.
Yes.
Please share. So our young people, the young entrepreneurs, amen, those who are aspiring to be an entrepreneur, have a dream but afraid to step out on it, let them know age doesn't matter. You can do it right now.
It's very, very possible. And you know what? Since we have so many young folks that are out there, college students
yes.
specifically,
yes.
you know, that's probably one of the biggest questions I'm asked when I'm on the road, right? And
mm-hmm.
so let me give you my train of thought when I was 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, you know, in college. So I think the biggest mistake that happens within our society is, A, we do not teach financial literacy in high school. Then, B, what ends up happening is we adopt only what it is that our parents taught us as it relates
mm-hmm.
to finances or
mm-hmm.
anything else for that matter. Here's a great example. I'm sure all of you all were told as children, you know, you would ask, well, why do I have to do something? And then your parents would say, because I said so. Well, because I said so only puts a Band-Aid on something. In other words, I don't receive that in all that I get and get understanding as to why
mm-hmm.
I should not go to this party or why
mm-hmm.
I should not do this or do that. So what ends
mm-hmm.
up happening is we just simply say we're going to be robots and adopt the things that our parents did, okay? And we don't challenge to see if there's a better – and I don't mean challenge your parents. I mean challenge the idea, the thought that,
mm-hmm.
you know, is there a better way? So here we go. For any college students out there, the upcoming school year is coming very, very fast, so make sure you get your mind together. But in August, sometime around September, many of you will receive a refund check. If you're off campus, on campus, it doesn't matter. It's just going to vary with the amount of money that you will receive.
Uh-huh.
My thought, Minister Kim, was, wait a minute, that's free money.
Oh,
because,
oh.
See, what I remember was my parents talking about, you know, they have to go get this loan and they have to pay it back. Oh, my goodness, the interest rate is too high. By the way, you guys remember pre-9/11, you know, interest rates for a home was 14-15%.
Uh-huh.
So the era that we're living in right now is just golden. So you have – just take advantage of it. So anyway, so what I realized was, wait a minute. You mean to tell me you're going to give me a refund check and I don't have to pay – so you're going to give me money. The interest payment is attached to it, but it's very, very low, that being anywhere from 2-3%, and
mm-hmm.
I don't have to pay the interest back nor the principal back until I graduate. So you mean to tell me you're going to give me money twice a year for four straight years for a refund check that I can do that in which I please? Okay, so what I said to myself was, okay, let's say we all average, each student was averaging anywhere from, you know, $5,000 to $8,000 a year. Well, you have to realize, you're thinking about financing your dream. Why not use your refund check to finance your dream instead of going to the club, instead of buying those fancy, you know, the fancy cars, the fancy clothing, or what I call the three R's, the rags, the rims, and the rides. Don't do that. Finance your business or finance your dream with that free money. And then, sure, you have to pay it back eventually. But what I'm saying is in the real world meaning when you're responsible for new money, what's going to happen is you're going to go to any type of bank. You're going to ask
mm-hmm.
for a loan. And you're going to have to make that first payment that next month, including interest. And generally speaking, your interest payment is going to be vastly a huge part of that initial payment. So why not take advantage of it? And that's what I did. I simply took my refund check money. I started investing in myself, invested in the company that I wanted. I didn't want the money.
Wow. What was the first company that you invested in?
It was a company called Wealth Empowerment,
mm-hmm.
and it was something. It was real estate. So basically, I received an education slash job in my own company. By the way, for all students, it doesn't matter what age you are. By the way, you will always be a student in life if you're continuing to be a leader. So what ended up happening was it was real estate, and I decided to, this is where I wanted to put my money.
Uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
I started learning. So, by the way, never ever take a job in any part of your life. Never ever take a job for what you can earn. Always take it for what you can learn. Okay?
Oh.
Because I understand that if I learn something, then I can then apply it to each area of my life. And one of the very first lessons I want to teach you guys is You know what? What if your employer ran the company's finances just as you run your personal finances? How long would you have a job?
Oh.
I even knew back then, Minister Kim, that I have to learn to run my personal finances like a highly successful business.
Uh-huh.
The only difference was I was just taking off the commas and the zeros. That's it.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Wow. Awesome information. I thank you so much. I just put it up on our fan page here on Facebook, which is
sure.
The Morning Glory. I have your hope. I put finance your dreams through your college refund. Look forward to your check in the mail, August and September. I'm telling you, this is, you know, we have to empower our children this way. We have to learn to plug into good seeds. Amen.
That's
good
right.
Habits to say, hey, you get a huge refund check. What are you doing? A lot of our college kids, what they want, like you said, they either dress or like last year, you know, my son kept saying, Mom, I want to go away. I want to take a trip here and there. And I'm like, save that money. It's free money that they're giving you. You're getting a full scholarship. They're giving you some money back in return. Do something worthwhile with it that later on that you can say, hey, I got this money and I can see the benefits of it. I love that. I'm shouting my son out, Marquise Burrell. Exactly. We need to get you to Shaw University. Yes, please, all my college kids, hear Vincent K. Harris today. He made his first million at the age of 24. He invested in real estate. I don't know what your dream is. He doesn't know what your dream is, but I know you got a dream. You can make it happen. Opportunities are here for you now. Get on board and make it happen. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with our man on fire, Vincent K. Harris. We'll be back.
Anytime you're trying to do something special in life, you always have to tap into your purpose. However, many of us, within our lifetimes, we've allowed our purpose or our calling to go to voicemail. Each and every time we have the opportunity, each and every time it's calling us, we allow it to go to voicemail. And what do I mean? Sometimes we allow our friends, our family to dictate what it is that we should be doing in life. And we allow them to do so in a way that says, are you sure you want to do this? Or are you sure that's the best decision for you? Well, this is the key. Once you realize your true purpose and you allow yourself to tap into the resources that God provides, his insight, his wisdom, and his knowledge, you will surely never, ever allow your purpose to go to voicemail again. My message to you today, check your voicemail.
Vincent, when I heard that, I was moved by that. You got me checking my voicemail. Tapping into your purpose. Talk about that. Talk about that because we're talking to our young people today. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
How do you tap into your purpose?
Well, there's a number of ways. And I believe the only way to truly know which part of your purpose to tap into at that particular moment is that you have to pray. I say it all the time. If you're not praying each and every day, then you need to make some life changes. That's the beginning, right? And I believe that God will provide us with the things that he has ordained for us to do at that particular moment as it relates to our purpose. But if we don't know or if we don't have an open dialogue with him, then we would never, ever know. So with that being said, you know what? Only you know exactly what it is he's telling you. However, I want to give you like some broad answers or broad solutions, I should say, to the things that we can do in the meantime.
Okay.
So number one, what you can do is always remember this. Your character should always speak louder than your charisma. So regardless of how great you are, regardless of how well you can articulate, regardless of how much you are the center of the party, if you will, always remember that your character, it'll take you so many more places than your charisma cannot. So in any part of your purpose, make sure you have high character. Make sure you have a high integrity. And make sure you know and understand that when you make bad decisions, it's okay. Don't beat yourself up over it. Because all of us are going to make mistakes. We all fall short of his grace each and every day. But I think that the biggest thing is that we have to just get right back on track, and we have to make sure we're saying, okay, does this fit my purpose? Here's a great example, Minister Kim. So anytime, and I don't care if it's a dollar for a piece of bubble gum or $100,000 for a new piece of property. It doesn't matter. Every time I pull money out of my pocket for anything and I give it over to the person who's receiving the money, the first thing I ask myself is, will this money, if I spend this money, will it help me fulfill my purpose in life? If the answer is no, I put it back in my pocket. I don't care if it's a piece of gum. It doesn't matter. Because it's all about my purpose. That's what it's So I think many times, you know, we can tap into that purpose that God has for us as long as we have an open dialogue with Him. We understand that our finances are something that can further promote our purpose faster as long as we're responsible with it. And we also have to know and understand that our character has to be really, really, really high.
Tapping into God, making sure we put our finances where they need to be at, and our character. That goes a long way. Those three ingredients right there, those three necessary steps, if we just apply it, our dreams will flourish. You can see, you know what I'm saying, your purpose being carried out here on this earth and how many lives that you will change. Because I do believe that whatever God gives you is not just for you, it's for the audience that He's going to put you before, that platform, that individual that you might have been dealing with for months. You might have known it could be a childhood friend, but that very idea, that very dream that keeps coming to you, keeps nudging you in the midnight hour, that's going to be the breakthrough in their life.
That's right.
So it's important.
So true.
But I love what you talk about character, because a lot of times we want to operate on charisma. We want to think that, you know, if I'm suave, if I got the ladies, if I'm a man pleaser, woman pleaser, I say what pleases the crowd, then they're going to like me, they're going to accept me. That doesn't work. That's warmish, right? But your character, being genuine, being real, amen, being authentic, being transitional, people will know that you're the same person today, tomorrow, forevermore, and they will honor what you have to say.
That's right.
So now what happens, not just for our youth, because it's a family, what happens when we do, whether we're a parent, whether we're a motivational speaker, whether we're an author, we write, we speak, amen, and we're carrying out the brand, right, the purpose that God has given us, but somewhere along the line, our character gets tainted. Young people's character has been tainted, right? How do we now go back and not cover over it, but how do we go back and deal with that taintness so that we can move forward? Because that can be a hindrance. That could be a blockage for that next individual in the audience to hear from us, because you know what's in their mind frame. That conscience says, you know, I heard that they did so-and-so. Did you read the latest stuff in the paper and social media about this and that? How do you move past that and get that individual to see your purpose and convey what you need for them for their life? Because that's important, Vincent.
It is. Minister Kim, I have something, and again, I run my life like a highly successful business. I really do. So with that being said, I have a board of directors for my life. Just like a company has, so in other words, we can look up the board of directors for Apple right now. I have a board of directors for my life to call me out on the mistakes that I make, on the poor decisions that I make, to help me to kind of redefine what's going on in my life and where and what direction I wanted to go as it relates to my purpose. So, men, I'm speaking to you directly. Initially, though, before you create that board of directors for your life, make sure you have a mission statement for your life. Okay? That's another different topic, but this has to be said. You have to have a mission statement for your life. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing is, Minister Kim, you tapped into something that's important. You talked about how people can be influenced to make poor decisions. I think we've all been there before. Well, this is the thing. So let's put it into, let's go back to freshman year accounting. And you guys remember, you know, you had your T accounts. And on the left side you had an assets, and on the right side you had your liabilities. And I never will forget it, Mrs. Wallace. She was my accounting one teacher in freshman year in college. And, I felt like she picked on me so much. But I tell you, it was a It was so great. It was so good for me. So you guys know, traditionally, assets, things that create money, make you money, and then you have liabilities, things that take away credits. Let's call it, you know, very, very even. So here we go. So what I did was I said to myself, well, I also need assets and liabilities, and I need to relate that to my real life. So This is how you know what's going on in your life. Assets, those are people who are speaking into your life, who are providing resources, who are providing wisdom, insight, and knowledge for your life. In other words, it's deposit, right? And then you have those assets. And this is a dangerous part. When you have liabilities in your life, you're in trouble. And this is how you identify someone who's a liability in your life. Those are people who lie about your ability to do what it is God created you to do. So anyone who's saying to you, hey, you know what? Well, are you sure you really, really want to start a radio show? Are you sure you really want to purchase your first home? Are you sure you want to? In other words, these questions, they're not coming out directly and saying, well, no, you can't do that. What they're doing is they're planting that seed into your mind to make you question yourself and make you question God. And what I'm saying to you is you have to eliminate all of those liabilities that affect your thinking. So that's what I did. I started eliminating liabilities in my life. So what I would challenge your platform, your audience to do right now is go through your phone and look at the last 10 people you called and put them in one or two categories. Are they assets or are they liabilities? Are people lying about your ability to do what it is God created you to do? If they are, eliminate them from your phone. Do not give them access.
I got to write that. I got to put that. Come on. Hashtag. The morning glory, Ivy of hope. Amen. Get rid of the liability. Who are those? The people. Just be real. Get rid of. I'm going to put that in our community board. Get rid of the liability. And these are true. And I like the way you say that. I hope y'all are getting inspired, and not only get inspired for the moment, because we get, you know, we operate in our emotions a lot, Vincent, but I'm telling you, this is a change, amen? This is something that you need to incorporate right now in your life, and remember that throughout your life, that every now and then, maybe once a month, you need to go through that phone book and see how many people have been, okay, I mentioned this to so-and-so, and they were not an accident, they was a liability, let me delete them. You could send them a thank you note and end the relationship. Because they don't have their heart intention for you, your purpose is not there. It's not. They're going to be a stumbling block in your life. Oh, I love that. I'm putting this up there. If y'all not a part of the Morning Glory, you need to be on the Facebook and go to the Morning Glory IBO Hope. We'll be back. Man on fire. Any on fire this morning? Yes, you are definitely on fire. That's why we brought you here. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with our guest, our man of the hour, Vincent K. Harris. We'll be back.
The purpose you came to achieve is greater than the circumstances that may unfold. It's imperative you understand obstacles will come because none of us are immune or exempt from them. I faced many failures in life, but that doesn't mean I had to remain in defeat. Note to self. How many times have you laid in bed at night thinking about a setback that may have occurred in your life and found yourself thinking about it the next day? Regardless of what has unfolded and regardless of the journey you may have to endure, always remember, obstacles should change your direction, but not your destination. You see, it costs nothing to have a pity party, but it costs everything to have a celebration. Everything meaning sacrificing again for your purpose in life. Letting go of the embarrassment and what others may think. Believing in yourself again. Finding the right people who are not only going to speak into your life, but who are also going to provide you with the resources, guidance, insight, and wisdom to facilitate the dream that you have for your life. You were predestined to win from the foundation of this world. You no longer have to question whether or not you're making the right decision. Instead, you must believe, whether obstacles are mental or physical, it should not change the ordained assignment for your life and the impact you should have on this world. The truth is quite simple. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. As long as you keep God first in your life,
Nothing can deter you from the purpose you were given. The scars, the tears, the wounds, the hurts, and the setbacks have only proven you are clearly ready for the greatness that awaits you. Note to self, regardless of the mistakes you've made, the person God calls his masterpiece is you.
Welcome back. This is the Mr. Kim Family and Friends, and I am really excited that we have Vincent K. Harris with us as we have kicked off our Men on Fire this month. He is a speaker, an author. He is an entrepreneur and a dreamer. And what I love about him is his character. He states who he is, and he carries out who he is. He is a man of influence. He has touched the lives of thousands, and today he is here to touch your life. We open up the mic so that if you have a comment, if you want to ask a question, just press that favorite button of ours, number one. It will definitely join you in the call so that you can have a word with Vincent. Vincent, oh, my God, masterpiece.
Yes.
Yeah. I love that.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, wow. Talk about that. Talk about that some more.
Okay, so some of you guys may know that I did a series called Notes to Self. And that series was for those who, so this is what happens. Many times we look at a person as to where they are right now,
mm-hmm.
and we say to ourselves, you know, all of us are guilty of it, but we say to ourselves, hey, listen, well, gosh, I want his life, or I want her life, and their life is mm-hmm. great. And this, well, what we don't realize is that Minister Kim, just as you do or I do, we all have those moments where we doubt ourselves. That's
mm-hmm.
the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We doubt the things that we're doing. Well, that particular video was done, that audio was done, where I was simply going back into my notes, and I was trying to tell people, hey, listen, it's not always been this great. That's
uh-huh,
the truth.
Uh-huh.
So when I was having those down moments, when I was facing things that I believe were obstacles that could not be overcome, well, this
uh-huh.
is what I had to say to myself. Like, this is what I was really thinking to myself that I wrote down. And just like I said on that piece there, you know what, obstacles should change your direction but not your destination. I had to make some changes in my life, but that still did not deter me from the fact that God placed everything on the inside of me for him to carry out the purpose that he has for my life. I am
mm-hmm.
fully equipped. I am, regardless of the mistakes I made, I'm his masterpiece. So
right.
what I'm saying to you all is, just as I'm God's masterpiece, you are too. It doesn't matter the things that you face right now. You know, all of us at any point in our lives, I don't care how good anyone's life is, we're all facing something right now that we don't believe can be overcome. All of us. I don't care if you're Brad Pitt. I don't care if you're the bum on the street. It does not matter. But this is what I had to realize. Every Goliath has a stone. It doesn't matter. There's a stone for every Goliath in your life right now, and I just had to believe that. So during that particular time, and for all of those notes to self, that's what I was thinking when I was going through those hard times in life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is how I had to motivate myself to get up and say, Vince, don't have a pity party. It costs nothing. But it costs everything to have a celebration.
Uh-huh,
come on,
uh-huh.
God has equipped you to make it happen. God does not trust what time has not tested. He has fully equipped you to make it happen. So I had to, you know, stop sulking, stop feeling sorry,
uh-huh.
get up and get it done.
One of my favorite scriptures that helps me, because there are obstacles definitely that comes in my life, amen?
Mm-hmm.
We're not exempt from it. And even I say that if you are new comer into the kingdom of God, just because you accepted him as your Lord and Savior, does that mean that you're going to not go through something? It seems like when you accept him, you even go through more stuff, because the enemy knows that you're so close to your purpose
mm-hmm.
and your destiny in life. I would always say, Reba may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning to get
Amen.
Me out of my pity party. I had to, you know, you have to find, whether it's a scripture, a quote, whatever it is, you know, Vincent. You know, Vincent Speaks. You know, you can definitely go to VincentSpeak.com and you can pull up, amen, these voice messages, these empowering voice messages, and you play it in the midst of your storm, because your storm, it will try to knock you out of here.
Mm-hmm.
It's there sometimes to really just to distract you, to discourage you, to want you to say, I ain't giving up. I'm going to wallow in this mess.
Mm-hmm.
But as those words come, they become alive, and you continually speak, and you get up and say, you know what, I'm tired of saying that story. I'm tired of talking about that. I need something better. I know there's something more, because I am God's masterpiece. You are the listeners today. You are God's masterpiece. There is a purpose for your life, and no matter what obstacles have come your way, no matter what you're facing with right now on this Saturday morning, guess what? You are God's masterpiece. Get in line with God, and he will definitely show you your exit. Because God never brings us someplace and then leaves us there. He brings us there, he takes us through it, and guess what? There is glory at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely.
Oh,
amen.
I love it. Woo, God's masterpiece. Mm. Now, you have some phenomenal things that are about to take place. Amen. I know, ladies and gentlemen, I know you've heard Vincent as well as our inspiration beauty, Kimberly Arrington. Shout out to all of IME Radio Beauties. We have a segment here weekly where we talk about our relationship 101 experts. And this is Vincent, everybody. Yes. So you have an awesome show at 11 o'clock.
Yes.
And I don't know, I think Kim mentioned it. I have to share this. I want to thank you so much. I was in physical therapy, and I was like, I got to tune on. I got to get in. I got to get out. I got to listen to man talk. And as I'm listening, because, you know, they're putting all this equipment on, I had to put you on speaker. Now, the reception's mm-hmm. supposed to be working. Honey, she got involved in the conversation. And I'm looking at her like, I'm trying to listen to them. Like, let's have our own talk afterwards. But just for that moment in time, you have empowered people, because we are dealing with true stuff. Not only mm-hmm. do you speak to the men, but you speak to the women to help us with men.
Mm-hmm.
To understand,
mm-hmm.
and so I thank God for the IME Radio. I thank God that you're co-hosting with Kimberly Arrington with Man Talk 101, and it is just powerful. Continue. I hope y'all expand the hour. I just need more of it. I'm like, okay, that's it? Oh, come on.
You know what, Minister Kim, you know what, Kimberly and I, we have a blast on the show. And I'm so very, very grateful for her and the entire IME Radio family, the beauties of IME.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's Minister Kim, it's something that we don't see very often within our community, where you have a group of women who actually
mm-hmm.
care about one another, they respect diversity of opinion, and they pull in the same direction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what's so special about this group. And I'm so very, very grateful for each and every one of them, including the Radio Angel.
Yeah,
it's a wonderful sound. You know, it's something special when you're a part of something like that. Like, you know it,
mm-hmm.
you recognize, wow, this
mm-hmm.
is special, right? So I'm just so very, very grateful for them, and we have a blast on Man Thought 101. We cover a number of topics.
Yes, awesome topics, and that show is every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio, Man Talk 101. You got to join in, and you know we always promote you on our show page. So make sure y'all are tuning in to the Morning Glory, Ivy of Hope, right here on Facebook. Also, you have an upcoming event. When we come back, we want to talk about your Fort Lauderdale event that you have in June 9th to 11th, which is next week. So we definitely want our audience to hear about that. So we'll be back with Vincent K. Harris here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with Minister Kim, family, friends. We'll be right back. Ladies, would you like to feel more confident, more empowered, all while simply being yourself? I can tell you firsthand that there is nothing more beautiful than a woman knowing exactly who she is. You're special, unique, and you have gifts and talents that make you an individual. Hi, my name is Kimberly Arrington, and I am the creator of IME University, a unique online community of amazing women around the world, all committed to shine. We're just like you. I'm just like you. And it's time to be amazing, to stop being afraid, to live the life that you know you deserve. I'm so honored and blessed to be a woman, and you should be too. You have more in you than you realize. So won't you join us and get ready to be your best self? You can join us at www.imeuniversity.com, and let's let the world know that we are here. Welcome back. Vincent K. Harris, the man of the hour, Men on Fire, right here on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope, the speaker, author, entrepreneur, and dreamer who made his first million at the age of 24. Amen. The real estate entrepreneur, the best-selling author, the radio host of Man Talk 101, and the philanthropist speaks to us this morning. One of the things that I love about you is that you have invested in our young people to let them know that they are the next generational change agent. So I thank you so much, Vince. Now, you have an awesome upcoming event this week, right? The 9th
yes.
through the 11th. Tell us about that, because you're going to be in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, for all my Florida
yes.
fans. Check out Vincent.
So Fort Lauderdale, I'm coming back. And I always have a blast when I'm there. Because those guys, they treat me so well. You know, I'm a Southern guy. So I enjoy those Southern amenities, if you will. So we're going to be down there speaking to a group of people who are investors. I've been chosen to speak on that particular platform. I'm so grateful for because of the things that I've accomplished in my personal business. Even though it's a small business, it's something that I've made some pretty good decisions in life as far as the company is concerned. So we're going to be sharing some of the things that we do personally that has allowed us to overcome obstacles as it relates to investing, how to invest, what mindset we have when we invest, how do we look at deals, how do we make sure the deal is right for us. So I'm going to be going over all of those things next week in Fort Lauderdale. It's going to be really, really fun because this particular group, Minister Kim, they are the type of group who they don't mind laughing. Like they're not the atypical investor group where everybody has on a suit and tie and hold the cons. And it's not that type of group. Sure, they're very, very good, wealthy people, but at the same time, they're just down to earth. You see them all the time. Most of them wear the same outfit 4 days a week. They're really good people, right? And so I'm looking forward to it, totally. So Fort Lauderdale, looking forward to seeing you guys next week.
Awesome, awesome. And then the following, you're just on the go. I love it. I love you. Man on Fire. And then the week of June 13th to the 14th, you'll definitely be in San Diego, California. Now, are you speaking to the investors or are you speaking to your young people?
No. I'm speaking to the students.
Yes.
So I'm really looking forward to that because each region, this is what I found also, Minister Kim, each region across the country as it relates to college students, they have their own way of doing things, their own way of communicating, not necessarily with choice of words. I mean with their style of approach. So the California group, generally speaking, they are the type of group who says, you know what, I'm going to sit back, and I'm going to give this young man 1 minute. So you literally have about 1 minute to move them because you have to think about it. That's the technology side of America. So everything is so fast-paced for them. So it's a challenge each and every time I'm in California to go out there and say, okay, I know I have less than a minute to grab their attention, to give them for them to stay, to say, okay, he has something that I need. So I'm looking forward to being out there because it always keeps me up on my toes. It always makes me prepare harder and to be better as a person each and every day.
Oh, awesome, awesome stuff, Vincent. We love you. We appreciate you here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Oh, my God, you're just doing your thing. Don't forget, Vincent K. Harris, he kicked off our segment of Men on Fire. There's some wonderful things. I need you, individuals, my family, my friends, to check him out. VincentInspires.com, or go to Amazon. He has some wonderful books. He has some wonderful stuff on YouTube. You can connect with him and let him know that you heard about him here on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope. We're definitely going to put all of his information up in our fan page so that you can stay connected. Vincent, I love you. Continue to inspire your audience. And we pray for your traveling mercies as you travel aboard to do what God has given you to do, because you are truly God's masterpiece. You are our man on fire. God bless you, Vincent.
Thank you so much.
You're
so very, very kind. You are so kind. You know what? I mean, listen, Tim, I know you could have chosen just as many qualified men, yet you chose me, and I'm grateful. I really am.
You are so. You don't know. You inspire me. You. I said. You don't even know how you inspire me. I've been listening in the background, and I get something. I'm like, right now, moment. Like every time I go to YouTube, no matter what I'm doing, and I just say, all right, let me see what Vincent has said lately. And it's like a right now moment. I am just so grateful that God has placed us in each other's lives. I love what you're doing because I have a heart, I have a passion for the young people because they are the next generation. And
that's
I need
right.
to know who's going to be taking care of me when I get up in age. So I'm like, I'm being real. I need to know who's going to be taking care of me. You got to have some sense. So I thank God that you are pouring them, and you're pouring into a sector of a culture group that's so important, that those who are in college, those who are now going to leave college and they're going to pursue their dreams, and they need motivational speakers like you to pave the way and to help them to cultivate who they're becoming. That is so important.
I agree. I totally agree.
So I thank you so much. And you know, if you need anything from us, we're right here.
Yes, ma'am.
To support you. Love you. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.
Likewise.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all had an awesome time with Vincent K. Harrison. Again, I'm telling you, follow Vincent. He has an awesome website. He has awesome books that will inspire you and propel you to pursue your dreams. VincentInspires.com, or go to Amazon, purchase his books. Amen. Get on YouTube and check out what he has to say. He has some powerful messages that he conveyed with us today. And he continues to do that once you connect with him. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with Minister Kim, family and friends. We'll be back.
Did you know that your body is made up of mostly water?
We can't live without it. Delicious.
I can't live without my water. Water is the drink for me. I can't live without my water. And the best part, water's free.
Juice and soda are dessert.
That's why we choose water first.
Water helps us stay alive. Have some water, give me five. I can't live without my water. Water is the drink for me. I can't live without my water. And the best part, water's free. Water washes out the bad stuff. Water washes in the good.
Water is the best choice all the time for kids of every age.
Learn more at ZuberTubers.com.
And our has to go through three stages, for it's all to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you've gone through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me, preparing me for greater.
Welcome back, family. This is your host, Minister Kim, here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Do you feel a shaking in the spirit because our man on fire, Vincent K. Harris, stepped by and he shook some things, amen? He quickened some things, and now we are propelled, amen, to move forward and pursue our dreams. Check your emails. Don't ignore them any longer, amen? Check your phone. Make sure that the last some people that you call, are they the access or the liabilities? If they are identified as a liability, I believe you need to send them a thank you note saying thank you for being a part of my journey, but the relationship ends here. That's just being real here. And always make sure that you have more character than charisma. This is an awesome season in our life, amen. We are in our 6th month of the year, but guess what? This is a time that God is going to shift some things in the atmosphere for you. So let's make it happen together. Come and share with us what you are doing by emailing us at hope at the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. We'll be right back on the Morning Glory. Your hood with Minister Kim, bringing you information from our community. Our health and finance summit is approaching. That takes place on next Saturday at Kingdom Life Temple, which is located at 3030 Jerome Avenue right here in the Bronx. It starts at 10 a.m. all the way to 3 p.m. This is an absolute free event. We have some wonderful people that's going to come out and speak to you, so make sure that you bring your family head on down to Kingdom Life Temple on next Saturday, June 13th, and then come back on June the 20th where we have our pantry. We have it each month. This summer, we are going to do it a little earlier so that you can enjoy the rest of the day with your family. The doors open on June 20th at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Get you some groceries to fill those cabinets. We have so many wonderful things to share with you on this week. We also have this upcoming event in the afternoon. It's called the Annual Distress Mortgage Expo. That's going to be hosted at the Holiday Pennsylvania Hotel in Manhattan. For more information, we will definitely put it up in our family community on Facebook. All you got to do is put the Morning Glory, IVO Hope, and guess what? Get all of our latest information, what's happening in the hood. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope.
For favor, this is my perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing.
It's all about you. Today in our All About You corner, it's about Vincent K. Harris. He will empower our young people as he empowered them earlier this morning. We'll be back with John Maxwell on next week. But stay tuned and hear what Vincent K. Harris has to say to us.
Affirm daily, everything I need is already in place and working its way towards me. At times, you may feel things can't be done based upon where you are currently, but don't play small. Note to self. While many people believe 2020 vision is perfect vision, it still misses the mark of God's vision for our lives because you can only see what's already been created. However, when you tap into the purpose and vision of what He has planned for your life, there is unlimited favor, unlimited resources, and most importantly, unlimited grace attached to your assignment. The vision needed to make these things happen and make it a reality in your life can only be obtained when you exclusively tap into your source, the source. The essential keys to making it happen is to pray, believe it can happen, write down a detailed plan of action, then go out and be intentional with your actions. The dream you have placed in your heart is there for a reason. Now it's your job to facilitate the execution of the dream by partnering with the right people and organizations to make it a reality. This dream isn't something you can just keep to yourself. It's all a part of His plan to help others who are directly or indirectly tied to you to help them truly believe their purpose in life. Without a doubt, you will need the help of others. You see, if you can accomplish your goals, your dreams, and your vision on your own, this simply tells me your goals, your dreams, and your visions aren't big enough. One is too small of a number for greatness. Even the greatest businessman to ever walk earth, before starting his business, went out and partnered with a team of 12. You must incorporate the help of others in order to make a dream a reality. Note to self, never permit new dreams to die because of old habits.
What do you mean? This is ridiculous. I got to have my breakthrough.
Listen, I don't know about you, but something's got to change because something is not right here.
Well, you know, I too been going through these changes and things, and quite frankly, I've had enough. I believe that he's the God of the breakthrough, and he is the God of the break-in and the God of the
breakaway. Have you ever needed a breakthrough in your life? Have you needed a breakthrough in your situation? I'm telling you, God is the God of breakthrough. He can do it. It's who he is. Your time is now. Source of Love Records presents Breakthrough with Minister Terry Small, DLI, Voices of Worship and Company. Come witness this powerful, tangible, explosive demonstration of God's grace through the arts. Join us Saturday, June 27, 2015 at 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon. Tickets are only $25. Join us and visit us at www.sourceoflovereference.com. Get your ticket today. Your time for a breakthrough is now. Now is the time for your breakthrough.
Sources of Love Records in co-sponsorship with the individuals who come here to pave the way. That's our very own family and friends, First Lady Terry Smalls and First Lady Dana Rose, have an upcoming event that you definitely don't want to miss. Saturday, June 27th at 2:30 p.m. The doors open at 2. I told you last week to get there at 1:45 at the Riverfront Library Theater in Yonkers, New York. For more information, just like our page on Facebook, The Morning Glory, IVO Hope. We'll be back.
Welcome to Man Talk 101 with Kim and Vince.
Yeah. It's the king.
Talk about, let's maybe 10, hopefully we can get to 10, 10 top things that men want from women. And I know you got a, probably a great list.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let me hear what you got. What are some things that you guys really want from us ladies?
Number one, I think this is on everyone's list. So we're going to kind of put this as a throwaway because it should be the standard, and that's to have a relationship with God.
Mm.
That relationship, that's to me, that's the foundation, that's the standard. So I want to start with things that, in other words, what's understood does not need to be said again. Okay, so here
okay.
we go. So a woman with class and grace, that is super important to us men. And, boy, you know, society is a little different nowadays. So to find that woman with class and grace, it's something special because, you know, it's a rarity seemingly right now. And intellect, a beautiful smile, laughter is always, you know, that's wonderful. And believe it or not, a lot of men, we enjoy a woman who's fashionable. Like, we really do pay attention to those things.
Mm.
Yes. Like, does she have style? Does she have that ability to be a class act, but at the same time, she has appeal about her. From her smile to her dress to her walk, all of these things matter to us, right? And then, you know what? Personally, I want a woman who has wisdom and has the ability to communicate that wisdom effectively. Yes, because, again, none of us know it all.
Right.
And we want someone within our that's a teammate of ours, or you know, the companionship that comes along with being a couple. We want someone whom we can bounce those ideas off of, and not only bounce them off of, help us to develop that idea. And it takes, I believe, wisdom to do that. What do you think?
I love it. You know, first of all, you know, Vince, you and I always have conversations, And, you know, for those of you that are listening, you know, this is not something that that we read or studied. This is just what we really believe, right, Vincent? And
that's
we talk
right.
about it all we talk about it all the time. And when you guys get in touch with me or you get in touch with Vincent and you're saying, listen, I want this type of woman, this is what they're saying to me. These
mm-hmm.
are the things that they're saying. And
mm-hmm.
so ladies, if you're out there listening, you know, I know it's you know, a lot of times social media can fool us, ladies. And what I mean by that is that we think the sexier we dress, meaning that the more assets we show, that the men are really feeling us. Let me just say this, ladies. Yeah, the men are feeling us sexually, okay? All right? So we're not doing anything necessarily special when we do that, okay? And so we're looking at the amount of likes that we're getting, and we're really thinking that's going to make him want to date us or take us seriously or take us home. No. Yeah, he'll take you home. But you're not going to be the one that meets the family. You're not going to be the one that he envisions having a family with. So I agree with that, the whole clashy thing. Do this for me, Vince, because some women, depending on, and I know this is a man talk one-on-one, but we know the ladies are listening, right?
Mm-hmm.
But tell the women, you know, from a man's perspective, what does classy look like? Or kind of break that down a little bit. Because some women really don't know.
Okay. One of the easiest things I think those who don't necessarily know if they have class or not is to really have a presence in a room whereby no one can hear you, but they can see you first. In other words, they're forced to see you, and they can feel you in the room, like something just walked into the room. It is my job now to scan the room to see what it is that I'm feeling. Because even though I can't hear her, I haven't quite put my eyes on her just yet, I can feel her presence. The class that she exudes is just, the pheromones are all in my senses, right? I can feel it there. So she has that ability to be where she must be seen before she's heard. And then once you have an opportunity to grace her presence and to speak with her, her words are soft. Her words are comforting. Her words are assured, meaning she's very, very confident within herself. Not that she has arrogance, but she knows just how to articulate her words in a way that keeps us on the edge of our seat. It is not profane. It is not slanderous. It is not something that makes a guy kind of raise his eyebrow. It's almost the epitome of, you know, the great lady 80s sitcom, The Cosby Show with Claire Huxtable. Right?
How did I know you were going to say that?
I'm so serious.
You're right.
Like,
you're
she just had
right.
that grace, that class about her.
Right.
And you remember when, like, Elvin would say something like, put his foot in his mouth?
Yes.
But at the same time, she had the ability to correct him
yes.
without ever raising her voice.
Yes.
Even in his chauvinistic ways. She had the ability to charm him with his desire to learn even more. Even though she was correcting him, she was also charming him with her words. With the way that she dressed, the things that she did.
Yes, yes. I love that you brought that up. And we so often go back to the character of Claire Huxtable because she was the epitome of just that, you know, style, grace, elegance, where she was intelligent, but she didn't have to tell you she was intelligent. You knew it by the way that she spoke. She was graceful. She didn't have to tell you that. It was her style and the way she walked into a room. She was a support for her husband, but yet she could stand on her own but didn't have to tell you that she had to stand on her own. She was about family. She was that perfect character. I mean, they really did a good job on The Cosby Show because
they really
I really
did.
Think that she is what women were, that role was created, I think, for a standard or a mandate for women, to be honest with you. And I think that's why it was so very popular. And you're right. You know, speaking of a woman that's walking into the room, right, and she's seen before she's heard, or you can smell her or the energy. I remember a couple of years ago I was at a networking party, gentlemen and ladies, and it was about 8 o'clock in the morning. I was kind of tired. I didn't feel like networking. I had been up all night, you know, getting ready for this networking event. But I remember I just felt something, and I couldn't put my finger on it, Vince, okay? But I remember looking to the left of me, and the crowd just was kind of opening up, and I couldn't see who it was. I'm a shorty, everybody. So I couldn't really see because I'm a little short. But all of a sudden, it opened up, and I saw this woman. And I couldn't take my eyes off of her, Vince. She just had this charisma, this style. And she was a Caucasian woman. She was probably in her 50s. But she had this style and elegance and grace that I just said, wow. Well, as she's walking, when I tell you guys, and listen, I was just mesmerized. The lady looked like she was floating. That's how graceful she was. But anyway, she had such style and grace. But what happened was she eventually made her rounds to me. And when she got to me, the first thing I said was, wow, there's just something about you. And you know what she said to me next, Vincent?
What's that? What's that?
She said, like attracts like. There's something about you. I saw you from across the room. Now, if my head wasn't big before I walked in there, she did it for me. But women, that's how we should be. You know, we should be out there, you know, or men, you know, when you're looking for a woman, you know, that's what you want. You want that type of woman that people are just like, who is she? You know? And what I really love about a woman like that or very secure women is that they can recognize another woman of grace or influence, and they can let it be known. And so I just, yeah, I love that. So that's something that all men want, somebody that's just, there's just something about her, huh?
That's right. That's right.
Well, don't kill you with my story.
No. In fact, you know what? That's exactly what I was describing. What you said about the woman, you said that she just had the ability once she got to you. She just knew exactly what to say at the exact moment that takes you from feeling good about yourself to feeling great. She has that ability to have that impact on both men and women. That's class. Like,
it's
that
class.
Is truly something that you know, it's almost like a lost...
like a lost art.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Because
absolutely.
So many now are at each other or have some type of ulterior motive versus having that grace.
And men don't like that. Ladies, for you out there listening, we get so many men get in touch with us. And guys, thank you for letting us know this, because if you didn't, we wouldn't always know, right? But you all love when we get along. You love that we love women. That's why, Vince, you're a part of IME Radio, right? You love the whole IME family. And it's just all women.
That's right.
VK, you are the man of the house. And so tell everybody, and we're going to shift in a little bit, because you know what? We're finding out some things that men want from women, and I'm also going to share what women want from men as well. But tell us why you men love that, love the fact that, you know, women can be supportive of one another. What does that do for you all?
Well, believe it or not, Kimberly, it gives us more of a sense of, you know what, now we can all come together. I truly believe that while men set the tone and the vision of what's happening, I believe that women set the atmosphere, right?
Okay.
And when you have women who are working together, who are supportive of one another, I believe it breeds an environment of vision, of purpose, because the atmosphere is set for this is a peaceful environment. Ideas can flow where people can interact with one another, get to know one another, and things can be done, not just for us, but for our respective families, and for generations to come. I believe women set the environment or the atmosphere when they come together, when they're kind to one another, when they're complimentary of one another, when they get along. And it's genuine, not something where, okay, you're getting along for 5 minutes, and then when you go to the bathroom with one of your girlfriends, even though you guys just left a group of women of 10, all of a sudden, you know, you're talking about the other 8. No, I'm talking about that genuine love, that genuine camaraderie. We love it.
I love that. Well, I'm glad that you love it, and I love it too, and that's why, you know, we do what we do here at IME, is because at the end of the day, you know, it's all about just coming together, you know, coming together, not just as women, but, you know, that is a catalyst to bring men in and to bring everyone in and say it's all about being together. You know, men, you need us, and women, we need them, right? We need each other. And we need, and I don't mean need in a bad way. I think a lot of times people misconstrue our words, right? You know,
that's right.
And you ladies, stop, get off this independent kick. Come on, we're going to throw it out there. I'm going to throw it out there, okay? We need our men. Our men are special. They are designed for us. And so we need to appreciate them and value them, support them, and love them. And men, we are made for you. Love us, reaffirm us, protect us, provide for us. Right, Vincent?
That's right. That's right.
Let me just back me up. There we go. There we go. That's how we do on Men Talk 101, our very first show. I'm loving it so far.
Likewise.
You have to forgive me. I'm so used to being with the girls. How am I doing, VK? Am I doing okay?
Exceptional. Exceptional as always.
I appreciate it. Okay, so this is what I'm going to do. We're going to grab one more thing before we go into a quick little break here. So we're talking about 10 things that men want from women. Give me another right quick, VK.
Sure, intellect.
Mm.
Okay, because there's nothing worse than talking to a woman who the only attribute she really has is her beauty.
Mm.
That's just the worst. I'm sure the guys totally understand me when I say, you know, you're kind of like in a room full of people and you see this woman walk in, you're physically attracted to her, and the only thing that's left for you to kind of like, you know what, I feel like I can have a connection, like let's really go over there and talk to her. Once you finally do that and you gauge your approach, you get to her and all of a sudden, Kimberly, she's not the smartest in the world.
Yeah.
That is the worst. You're like, really? Like, you mean to tell me? It's almost like, you know, you got my hopes were so high.
Right.
It's almost like you pulled the rug from up under my feet, and now I'm falling because it's just like, oh, my God, what a letdown.
Oh, wow.
So intellect is so important to us. We want to talk about more than the norm. You know, in other words, have diversity within your conversation.
Right.
You know, from politics to business to the love that you have for your family to, you know what's this going on in the city?
Right.
You know, diversity.
Diversity.
Intellect.
Intellect. Yes. You know, I know that's very important because at the end of the day, any man worth his weight in gold, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wants to have a woman that can talk with him and converse with him about different things because, once again, let's just kind of go scriptural right quick. We're designed to be a helpmate, and we can't help you if we can't intellectually get out of thought or to be creative in our ideas or insight and things like that. So, ladies, while we're getting the hair done and the nails done and things like that, you know, let's you know, all of us have intellect, but let's just keep broadening and sharpening our skills, right?
That's right.
Because men really love that, and they really appreciate that.
That's right.
I read a book this morning.
Grand Hustle, homie. Yeah. It's the king, partner. You know I can't leave you without hollering at you one more time.
You've been listening to Kim and Vince on Man Talk 101. To learn more about them and to find out how they can help you personally in business and in relationships, please follow them at InspireBeauty40 and Vince Inspires on all social media. To contact them by email, go to InspirationalBeauty40@gmail.com and VinceHarrisSpeaks@gmail.com.
God bless you. This is Pastor Thomas S. Cooper. Sometimes life can seem like a puzzle, so many pieces not knowing where they fit. We know someone who can help you master this puzzle. Jesus is and will always be the answer. I want to take this time to invite you to join us each Sunday morning at Kingdom Life Temple. We're located at 3030 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, New York, between Bedford Park Boulevard and 204th Street. Our service time is Sunday morning, 9:45 a.m., and we also offer children's ministry during our main worship service and our midweek service on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m., also offering our teen Bible study. We'd love to see you in the place. We have a saying at our church, one voice, one sound, one family, one love. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the voice of Minister Kim, family and friends. I know I had an awesome time today, and I hope you did too, with our special guest as we kicked off our celebration of Men on Fire, Vincent K. Harris. You can find him at VincentExpires.com and also gather his books and fill your libraries up with his motivational messages. Go to Amazon and purchase a book today. And, you know, Father's Day is coming up. That would be a lovely gift to give to a father. We never leave this line without giving you an opportunity to know Christ, to accept him as your Lord and Savior. Initially, we thought that it wouldn't be beneficial, but I have been getting emails and hearing people say how it is a blessing to be able to accept the Lord right here on Block Talk Radio. So we invite you right now to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ rose from the dead and that you now have eternal life and that you are saved. We also encourage you to get into a Bible teaching church to help you on this new journey. We welcome you to God's kingdom. We invite you to Kingdom Life Temple. Our service starts at 9:45 every Sunday at 3030 Jerome Avenue right here in the Bronx, with the very own Dr. Pastor Thomas S. Cooper and First Lady Lynette Cooper and a host of family and friends that will meet you, greet you, love on you throughout the entire service. We love you and we thank you for being a part of the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope this day. If you miss any of our iCar shows, we do encourage you to check us out on Facebook throughout the week. That's the Morning Glory IVO Hope, or check us out at our website, www.themorningglory.org. Until then, be blessed and be inspired by our messages. God bless you and have a phenomenal week. God bless.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope. Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that.